The following is an unrehearsed interview with Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley. Participating in today's public affairs program is Dennis Morris of KLEM Radio in Lamars and Dale Wegner of the Sac Sun in Sac City. Dennis, you can start us off with a question for Senator Grassley.
I guess I'll start off with this. The EPA acting director, Mr. Wheeler, made an appearance in Des Moines and met with several farm commodity and leader officials, including, I believe you were also a part of that meeting. My question is this, do you feel like you've got confidence in him that he's going to implement what the administration originally intended for and what Iowans have wanted in terms of expansion of ethanol and renewable fuels, particularly admitting E15 on a yearly round basis?
Yeah. Let me clarify that I did meet with him when he was in Des Moines, but I didn't meet with him at the group of farmers at the state fair. I met later with him with Governor Reynolds and had a good discussion on this very subject at that particular time. And so I feel that his heart is in the right place. I feel more confident with him than I did the way Pruitt turned out. And the only thing that I can say for absolute certain is what the refineries wanted for RINs certificates to be applicable to exports. That's off the table. Beyond that, he's still looking for some compromise to satisfy the refineries as well as the ethanol industry. And he's asking for input from both the refineries and the corn growers / ethanol industry. I'm not sure he's getting much help on things that we would suggest to help the refineries, because my feeling is that when this battle started a year ago, that refineries were complaining because RINs prices were 80 cents. They're down to 20 cents now, and that's about where nobody finds any fault with them, and refineries are making money again, that refineries have what they want, and the ethanol still does not have E15 12 months out of the year. So we ought to get E15 12 months out of the year just based upon the way things have worked out. Now, he hasn't said that he's willing to go that far, but I do get a real sense that he wants to move on E15 12 months out of the year pretty soon, because once he makes a decision, it's going to take about 3 months to get it through the regulatory process under the Administrative Procedures Act, and he wants to have it in place so 12 months of 2019, we can have E15 12 months out of the year. Dale?
Yes, Senator. Could you give us your take on President Trump's revoking of security clearances for former intelligence employees?
Yeah, I was thinking of it in terms of Chuck Grassley, United States Senator. I've never gone through a clearing process to get access to the same documents that Brennan can get. But once I leave the United States Senate, I won't have security clearance. So I wondered, when Brennan's no longer in the United States Senate, or I mean no longer CIA director or employee of the government, why he would need it. It was my presumption that if you weren't in government, you wouldn't need a security clearance, so you wouldn't have one. So it was kind of a surprise to me that the president would take it away. So then I started hearing arguments. Well, maybe he might want to be consulted. The CIA might want to consult with him. Or maybe he could get a job with a contractor with the government where he might not need it. So then my common sense solution is that everybody that leaves government employment that has a security clearance loses it. And then if he needs it back, pretty simple process. Just make application and get it back. Now somebody says, well, it takes a long, long time to get it. Well, that's government red tape. If you if you've been out a year and they knew what you were doing for your entire life before 1 year without security clearance, all they got to do is find out whether or not anything changed your life enough that you become a security clearance, security risk in that 1 year. That's the way I would handle it. Dennis?
All right. Thank you, Senator. I was just wondering, have you been hearing anything from the Trump administration as far as headway being made on trade negotiations, whether it be with NAFTA, revising NAFTA, or with specifically things with China or anything like that to maybe ease some of the tariffs that have been reciprocated on America and basically affecting American agriculture?
This is what I picked up within the last 2 weeks, confirmed even yesterday, maybe Friday, that probably be an agreement with Mexico by the end of the month. Then another thing recently was the president of the European Union was over here, and just before his coming here, there was going to be trade war on tariffs, with Europe putting tariffs on our products, we putting tariffs on their cars coming to the United States, because, you know, when we send a car over there, there's a 25% tariff. When they send a car over here, there's only a 2.5% tariff. So they've cooled that now, and they're going to start negotiating down tariffs, and we're not going to have the tariff war with Europe. And then just within the last 2 days, in fact, if you'd asked me this question a week ago, I'd said I've got no news on China. I don't know where we are on China. But now it looks like evidently at lower levels, we've had people talking, and we have also found out that the president's strategy on China working out pretty good, because he figured we export about 1/4 to them what they export to us, so we have greater leverage on them, and evidently it's been hurting their economy. So this week, there's a whole committee of Chinese people coming over here to negotiate with us, probably ending with some meetings, two meetings in November between President Xi, one of them in Asia and the other one in Latin America, to try to solve this issue. Back to, is it Dale I'm back to?
Yes. Thank you, Senator.
Yeah, I guess, Dale, yours will be the last question.
Okay. Let's see. Reports are out now that Iowa's unemployment is now the second lowest in the country. What does that say about the economy in general and how this administration has impacted it?
Well, a lot of people would give entire credit to the tax cuts of last December, and I would say they probably are pretty significant. But I think regulatory scheme of this administration not to issue a new regulation every day as the President Obama did probably has more to do with it, from the standpoint that whether it's like Obama having talk of tax increases, more spending, and more regulations every day, then people that invest and people that invest take risk, but that creates jobs. But if they don't know what the government's going to do to screw them, then they probably didn't invest much during the Obama administration. I think that the animal spirits of the free market economy are turned loose under this administration through the tax cuts and through less regulation, that people are investing and in the process of investing, creating a lot of jobs. And that's where you get 4.1% growth. That's where you get unemployment down to 3.9. And that's where you get a lot of healthy feeling among consumers to buy more. But at the same time, a report that was out this morning in the Wall Street Journal, people are saving twice what we thought they were saving. About 7% of their income is being saved. So I think it's a very good future.
Thank you, Dennis and Dale, for participating in today's Public Affairs program. This has been Senator Chuck Grassley reporting to the people of Iowa.